the club at which the next gentleman who's about to speak to us on Trade Radio works for, Andrew McKay at Carlton. We appreciate your time, as you've been doing regularly, Andrew, for us on Trade Radio this year and previous years. You got the Doherty deal done today for what Terry Wallace has described as a really good deal for Carlton, giving up pick 33.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We're certainly wrapped that Sam's been able to join us, and it's official now, so that's fantastic.
Like a lot of the Brisbane Lions players who are seeking new homes, it's dragged out right up until the second last day of the exchange period. You seem pretty confident, though, just from the outside looking in, of getting him for some time.
Yeah, well, Sam was very keen to come to Carlton. He made that quite clear right from the word go. So we were quite confident we'd be able to get it done, and we just said, just be patient, it'll happen. And, yeah, certainly today it's official. So, yeah, we had no doubt that we'd be able to get it done. It was a matter of what we'd have to give up to get Sam.
Andrew, I really like Sam as a player. I think he'll really fit into your structure. Have you had much conversation, or has the coach had much conversation about, does he see him as a starting player arriving at the club, or does he see him as one of your development players? Because obviously he's only been in the system a very short period of time.
Yeah, he has, Terry. He's only been there 2 years, obviously, but he's a round one draft pick, a quality player, so we'd expect him to be in our top 22, probably coming off that half-back wing area. Obviously, Heath Scotland's looking to go around again next year, but he may well be a replacement for Heath in the long term. He's done a great job on that half-back wing area over the time.
I mean, that's where I sort of see his kicking ability as something that the club could really do with, and having that ability to sort of come off half-back, he does use the ball well.
Yeah, he does. I think that's his strength, isn't it? His ball delivery with 5 foot. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing that in action. He's a pretty good athlete too. So he's quite a footballer.
Andrew, how are your pursuits for Andreas Severitt in the close of play for trade period?
It was stated in the paper, I think, today that we had some interest. We certainly got some interest in Andreas. We've spoken to him over the last couple of days. He's yet to decide what he wants to do, whether he wants to play football in Sydney or whether he wants to play football in Melbourne. And once he decides that, I'm hoping he decides very quickly, then we'll try and get something done with Sydney to enable him to come and play with us at Carlton.
Okay. If he makes the decision to play in Melbourne, do you believe that it will be with you?
I'm hopeful. Yeah, I'm hopeful. But,
are the other clubs in Melbourne hopeful of the same thing too, are they, as far as you can tell?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge.
So either you or Carlton, the way you read that situation right now?
Us or Sydney.
Sorry, you or Sydney, yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Possibly. I think GWS have got a hand in there as well.
Okay.
So that's not out of the question either.
Sure.
Andrew, what position have you identified? Because I have a look at it, and I think that you've got a need for a third tall defender. Again, I think Andreas kicks the ball really well at 194 centimetres. He's taller than most people actually believe he is. I think he would fit that role magnificently well for Carlton.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly why we're looking at him, Terry. I mean, that third tall, and he can be a bit of a swingman as well. He can go forward and hopefully cause a bit of trouble. So he's that height where he's still mobile. And that hopefully will cause a few problems if he's wearing navy blue, not if he's wearing Sydney Swans.
Okay. Hey, Andrew, you touched on Heath Scotland before. That's 100% done, isn't it, now?
Well, papers haven't been signed, but certainly Heath will be playing with us next year, definitely, yes.
Yeah. Outside that, what else may you do in the remainder of trade period up until 2 tomorrow on deadline? Is there anything you might get yourselves involved in by way of bringing in or moving out?
No, I don't think so. We've been pretty active with obviously getting Dale Thomas, which we think is a great acquisition for the club, and now Sam.
Yep.
Getting a second round pick for Sean Hampson, we think that was a good deal for all parties involved. Sean will have some great opportunity to play some good football with a good football club there. So, enabled us to get another second round pick. So, I think we're reasonably satisfied on how we've gone. If we can do one better with Andreas, and that'd be a bonus. But we won't be throwing our hat in the ring with anything else.
Sure. Terry Wallace has analysed every club under his guise as the list manager, Andrew, on Trade Radio throughout this past month. He only about half an hour ago did the Carlton Footy Club. Made the observation that the players aged 23 and under weren't of the same quality of most of the competition. How do you take that statement?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not nice to hear that from an outsider and with Terry's knowledge, but certainly we think our young guys are on the improve. I mean, this year, in 2013, drafted Menzel and Graham and Tomei, who we think they're going to develop into really good players. To get Sam Doherty today officially, he's a 20-year-old, so that strengthens that area up as well. So we think we're not underdone, but certainly we're always looking to improve.
Yeah, I suppose where I was speaking about was the players that have established themselves, the Jack Stephen type who's 22 years of age that are, capable of winning a best and fairest. Each club seems to have those type of players, and I haven't sort of seen the top end, 21, 22-year-olds at Carlton. They just don't seem to be there as much as what there is in a few other clubs, and that's why I think the Doherty selection for you guys is an outstanding one.
Yeah, we thought that was really important for that age bracket too, because we want those guys in that bracket to be lovely for them to play 150 games with us. So I think it's a real key for us.
Andrew, we just lost you there right at the end, but we do appreciate you coming on to Trade Radio.